Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's installment of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my favorite co-host, Rick Pruse. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Nice to see you, Lee.
Oh, it's always great to see you. Rick, we've had a great conversation heading for everybody this week. We're going to be talking about dogs through most of the show. We've got with us a great area trainer in the area of clicker training, which
nice.
Is something...
Nice.
Yeah. It's a little bit different approach than some of the other trainers that we've added here, but we both know so many people are interested in ways to figure out how to get their dogs to do what they want them to do, that it's a really exciting and interesting approach to hear just how they're doing it over at Annabelle's.
If we were dogs, our ears would be up on this one.
Oh, absolutely. And then we're also going to talk with a guest we've had on before, Lorna Elliott, who's going to be with us from the Animal Placement Bureau. They're out there just doing one of the toughest jobs that there are in terms of trying to find homes for dogs that need them. And they are a no-kill facility. And it's all home-based. So, I mean, they're really trying to do a very tough job.
And when people think about, you know, rescuing animals, Animal Placement Bureau is probably the number one name that comes up at whenever I'm communicating at the store.
Yeah, they really do. Very popular. They do a wonderful job with it, so how we can support them is going to be important. But Rick, before we get into that topic, I want to go back and kind of review one of the topics that we talked about earlier in the summer, and it had to do with the issue of goldfish and koi ponds and water gardens, we got into that whole discussion, and now that it's starting to get cold outside and it's starting to get toward winter, there's got to be a lot of things that people are going to need to do in order to maintain them. So we have with us on the line Dan Berg, who is the Eastern Zone Manager for Laguna Water Gardening. Let's talk with Dan. How are you this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Rick, do you have some questions that you want to bring up with Dan?
Well, hey, Dan. I was walking out my house this morning, and I have a water garden just to the left, and I saw my net strung across my pond, and I thought, why don't you tell us a little bit about preparing our ponds for the winter to come? I mean, obviously, you're the Eastern Zone Manager, so you're probably experienced with the cold climate up here, so maybe you can help us out.
Absolutely, Rick. Absolutely. Well, as the fall starts to approach us and it is getting colder, netting becomes very critical. One of the big things we have to remember with ponds is we need to keep debris out of the pond. Methane gas, which is created from rotting debris, certainly is damaging to the fish. So getting your nets on now to preventing leaves from falling in is absolutely one of the most important things that you need to do right now. Getting a boat across so that you don't keep it flat is also important so that the leaves fall onto the net but then fall off to the side.
Right.
Very, very important to make sure that you do that this time of the year. And by all means, the leaves are falling now, so folks should certainly be taking those steps right now.
Yep. We were just traveling back from the trade show and noticing all the leaves that are yellow and red and beautiful. But that means if you got any trees nearby, which almost everybody does, we've got to get those nets on there. So,
Absolutely. And
cleaning up the pond, what do we do to clean up a pond?
You have several options. I mean, Laguna has a battery-operated pond vac that certainly works. A good pond net itself, a scooping net, getting in there and freeing up as much of the debris that might be on the bottom of the pond. Anything 2 inches or more can be damaging and certainly would create a lot of methane. So you want to do your best, roll up your pants and get in there and clean up as much of that as possible. Or like I said, investing in a good pond vac would certainly help do that.
Good. And probably most importantly, when we're on a short time here, so let's talk about keeping our fish alive through the winter. What's the important issue? You talked about methane gas. You know, what do we want to accomplish here?
Absolutely. You need to keep some type of opening anywhere between 12 to 16 inches in diameter in the pond. You can do that by utilizing several different items. One would be certainly a pond heater. Others would be an aerator or a de-icer. The important thing to remember is that the opening has to remain there all winter long so that oxygen and methane can come in and out. Keys to remember with the heater are that they're thermostatically controlled, so that it does not cost a whole lot to run. You set them in the pond, let them do their magic. Aerators are certainly another alternative. It disrupts the surface water so that it doesn't freeze solid. The key to remember is that you cannot have the entire top part of the pond freeze solid. You have to keep that opening. And you can't go out and break the ice. Fish have air bladders. It's damaging to the fish. It would hurt them. So you need to use one of these types of items to make sure that the opening is kept there throughout the winter.
And I kind of encourage people to do both. I usually have an aerator and a heat device, so in case one goes out, the other one picks up. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
And Rick, that's an outstanding piece of advice, because the one thing people forget, especially if you have fish 6 to 8, 8 to 10 inches in size, any types of openings that you can create are critical for the fish. So having one of the devices, a heater at one end, the aerator at the other, is absolutely great advice to give someone, especially for those folks that might have fish that are a little bit bigger. You want to give them as many opportunities as possible to help be healthy over the wintertime. So that's great advice.
And I think one thing that's really crazy to think about is a lot of people will buy stock heaters that are like 1,200, 1,400, 1,500 watts. Your unit is how many watts?
We actually have two, Rick. One is a 315 watt, one is a 500 watt. But what makes them uniquely different is that the 500 watt is a stainless steel unit, and it runs on four thermostats. And your advice on those stock heaters is absolutely right. They're not thermostatically controlled. They run continuously. Those will cost you more money per month to run than your average pond pump would. So those are the things that people, don't be alarmed by the sticker shock. Look at what comes back in the form of your electric bill every single month. Look at your electrical consumption. Good thermostatically controlled heaters are so much more efficient and cost so much less and do a fantastic job. So you're right on the money by telling people to look at those. Yes, they are cheaper, those stock heaters, but wow, when you look at the electrical usage, it's night and day. In less than 30 days, the difference in cost has been eaten up, and then you still need to run them for many more months to come. So that's excellent advice, Rick.
Dan, thank you very much for being on the show. We really appreciate it, and those are excellent advices, and thanks for putting out such great products.
Anytime, guys. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate having you, Dan. And after the break, we're going to come back and have our conversation with Don Pizzaferrato from Annabelle's regarding clicker training right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
You're beautiful, and that's for sure. You'll never, ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great,